And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. This is Morning Coffee. We're getting ready. I've got to find someone to adjust a logo for me. I think that's where this is going. If you are joining us for the first time, we've been doing this for, man, a while. I mean, I don't know when I'm going to stop talking about where it is or what it is, but we're getting close to 40 episodes into this year. But I've been doing Shaping Success for a long time, and I had a great conversation this weekend with Richard Kraft, Men of the House podcast. If you haven't followed it, what is up, Nikki? If you guys haven't joined, we do this every day, every weekday. Wednesdays are dedicated to going through Robert Watson's book, Ars Victorious, right now. And we're just going to see where that goes. But, you know, everything is an iteration of Shaping Success and trying to add shows and things like that. If you want to subscribe, you can subscribe right here on TikTok because I do it live from TikTok here. And then also you can be a patron if you'd like to do that. Also, one or the other. Started thinking about it. I'm getting ready to send out some stickers to a friend of mine. We need to get these people. What's up, Richard, over on YouTube today? We need to get these people some stuff. A couple of Patreons and the TikTok supporters. Finally got a little settled in here and starting to think about these things and starting to get some of these things going. So anyway, we come in today, every day and talk about some things that I've been thinking about, find some stuff there. Typically I kind of scroll through Instagram or what I've been listening to book wise, and how I'm going to use them in my everyday life and what they mean to me. So, it's kind of fun. It's kind of cool to do it. It's kind of, you know, just a reflection on the weekend, on the day, on the days of the week to kind of keep you going. So appreciate you all. Lots of thank you, Austin. I appreciate that. Austin says you don't hear it enough, nearly enough, but I'm proud of you. Keep it up. There are so many people who I am proud of, and I thank you for bringing that up and saying that, because, you know, there's a lot of people in my life who do these things that I am kind of helping them move forward and do things and kind of figure out their way. And I don't want to take credit for everything because that's not how it is, but you people inspire me as well too. Speaking of inspiration, you know, Nikki is here every single day and she won a couple of awards. And when I met Nikki a couple years ago, little quiet, little introverted, things like that. And she's gone out and she's pushed herself to do more and more. So Nikki, congratulations on the 2 Toastmaster awards, which is badass because I don't think that you would have done that a couple years ago. And now you're doing it and now you're getting out there and now you are learning how to be a better speaker, which is kind of what I'm doing. That's why I talk. That's why I run my mouth like I do. Sometimes it's rambling. Sometimes you get some of those golden nuggets. They're very, very helpful. You inspire me to keep going. My people inspire me to keep going. My followers, my subscribers, all those people inspire me. Just people in general. So keep doing it. Keep going. Also, I did an interview. So kind of what went on this weekend. So Saturday morning, I went out and, you know, you wake up in the morning, you get things done. It's kind of the day of rest or whatever. And then I got an opportunity to go on Richard's podcast and talk a little bit about my story, which that'll be coming out next week. You guys should check that out. Just be aware that that's coming out, but talk a little bit about why I do what I do. And I started to think about it. There's a lot of things like you have this imposter syndrome or, kind of wonder, like, are you living someone else's life? Are you actually doing what you're supposed to be doing? Or do you actually make the things happen that you want to happen? And I kind of wonder sometimes. I was listening to Tony Robbins on Justin Long's podcast talk about the things that he's done his whole life. And everyone always has this story about how bad their life was. And coming out of nothing and keep going and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I realized that, like, I don't really have like a terrible story. Like my life wasn't that bad, but there were challenges just like there is in everyone else's life. And sometimes we think that we're not worthy of whatever it is that we're doing. And we feel like Here I am trying to motivate you, but what do I have to offer other than, you know, like, here's this guy who's going through everyday life and it's just a normal thing. And there's a lot of people who have been through so much more than me. But I start to realize that these little things that happen to me for a reason. And it is helpful to help other people kind of see that no matter what, no matter what your situation is, you can come out of it. You just have to be willing to put the work in. And you can feel like you're in a dead-end job. You could feel like you are stuck where you're at. But really what you have to do is you have to realize that you are in charge of changing your situation and you have to be willing to do that. So that's kind of what I like to bring to the show. That's what I just enjoy that, like trying to find a different way to make it work. And as I was talking to Richard on the podcast, on his podcast, I was sitting there thinking about, like, over and over again, and I've said this before, but the number one thing that always, no matter what I'm doing, I always go back to and I always enjoy and always motivates me and always pushes me is to be a teacher, is to be the person who shows those people things that can help them, tips and tricks and things to get through those challenges to help them be better. And it happens that that is the way that it works in everything that I do. I'm always trying to teach. I'm always trying to help. I'm always trying to make people better. I'm trying to find a way to help them, which, you know, I just have always felt that what good is knowledge if you can't share it with other people? You know, what good is that knowledge? And I may not have that knowledge that everyone else has, or, you know, things like that, that, you know, maybe works for you, but there are people in the audience. There are people that I'm around. There are people that subscribe, that follow, that do the things that I do and are going through those challenges and need to hear some of the things that I have to say. So it may not be all, you know, billions and billions of people on this world, but there are those, you know, 10, 15 people that you move. So when I say, like, it's all about making a difference in one person's life, that's really the truth. It's like one at a time, those people add up. And you could be the person that that person needs at that point in time. So anyway, this weekend was kind of fun. That was kind of some of the reflection things that I was thinking about. We planted some trees. We got some stuff going on. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate you. You are awesome. And you keep inspiring people. Like, I'm telling you, you never know what you do that inspires people, you know, and I think about a lot of things that, it's crazy. Like, I see those videos that you post when you're out walking, and that is like something that's just like, man, it's so peaceful. It's so nice. It's such a journey that you can have. So, Men of the House podcast. It's like you want to maybe give others a little nugget of wisdom that could help them learn something sooner that took you years to learn that teacher quality. It's truth. It's like, you think about it. I was talking to one of my best friends the other day, about football, right? Those of you who've kind of followed along know that, you know, I played football in high school. I was pretty good at it. I got a scholarship to play football. I was terrible at baseball, but my friend Brad and I were talking about how he wasn't thinking about, like, him and I were offensive linemen. He was one tackle, I was the other tackle on offensive line, if you know what that is. Like, we're the end of the line. And he was a year older than me. My friends in high school were, like, all a year older than me. Which was unfortunate, because when they graduated, I had to figure out how to make some new friends. But I was thinking about going to the NFL. He was thinking about going to the U of I, going to University of Idaho. And we had different situations of what was going on. He never really thought about, like, hey, do you want to go play football in college? His parents never really pushed him. My parents pushed me because they wanted me to get my school paid for. In the end, I thought that the amount of money that it was going to pay me to go to school wasn't worth the headache that would go into it. So I decided that I wasn't going to go to college, at least not at the one that they wanted to. And so we started to think about it, and it's like, what is important to you? What are you willing to do those things that you do? And it just wasn't that important to me. But then we started talking about the mistakes, like that being a mistake, like, was that a mistake? And what came of that? And he was talking about, well, I didn't go do this. Like, we were like, okay, so he went to University of Idaho. His girlfriend went to University of Idaho. He ended up getting married to her. He has two great kids. He has this life that he's created. Now, had he gone to got like a Pac-10 scholarship to go to University of Oregon, Oregon State, where we both wanted to go, what would have happened? How would that situation have changed? Would his girlfriend have followed him? Would he be married? Would he have these kids? Or would he be in a completely different situation? So everything that happens to you, whether you like it or not, is something that defines you and created who you are today. And if you, it could be good, it could be bad to you, but if you didn't like it, then what are you doing to change it? And I posted something on Instagram yesterday because I was hearing, I heard someone say this. It was actually Tony Robbins. If you don't have a skill, how are you trying to build it? So we all have these set of skills and we all have these things that we can do, but there are a lot of things that we can't do. And what are we willing to do to find a way to make that happen if we can't do it? What are you doing to make yourself better at that? Some of you can kind of see it right in the corner over here is a bass guitar, all right? My cousin played guitar has still plays guitar. He's like a worship pastor and plays guitar, writes his own music, does all that stuff. And I always have wanted to learn how to play the guitar, right? Wanting to play that guitar, sitting in the corner there, doesn't mean that I know how to play it, right? I want to learn how to play it. But doing it, what am I doing? And I have to tell you, it's funny. I'm being lazy. I'm doing nothing. That thing's been sitting there and I haven't found the time to make it work. I haven't found the time to figure out how to do it. You have a skill, you have something you want to do. See, and it happens to me too, because I get lazy. I have so much going on. Like I can make excuses all day long. I have so much going on. I got too much going on with the kids. I can find time, but I have to find that time. And it's not the right time right now for me, but I'm going to find the time because it's, you know, it's there. That doesn't mean that I can learn how to play it or I haven't learned how to play it. So you have to remember, if you want something bad enough, you're going to do the things that you have to do in order to build that skill, in order to make that better, in order to make it go, you know? Yeah, plug it in and turn it on. That's how it works. Exactly. That's how it works. So here's my thought process. I have an electric one too. That's sitting under the bed in the guest bedroom. And I got this acoustic one because the electric one was such a pain in the butt to plug in and play all the time. So I got an acoustic one so I could just pick it up and play it. Bad. I haven't done it yet. I need to do it. And that's it. You're right. Pick it up, turn it on, make it work. Go for it. And so now I need to dedicate that. And I'm trying to decide like what it is. Like my life is a process of the things that I do. And I have to figure out a way to add that in there, whether it's 10, whether it's 15 minutes. But if you don't ever pick it up, if you don't ever do it, it's never going to happen. So what are you doing to build those skills? Know the difference between those who stay to feed the soil and those who come to grab the fruit. How many of you people have those types of people in your life? Those people that are just there to take, 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 and not give back. That is a tough one. And you have to think about it. You have to learn to be selfless. You have to be willing to, like I told you about teaching, you have to be willing to give out that knowledge. You have to be understanding that not everyone is going to give back to your knowledge, right? But in a way, they are. Because if you find that they are just takers instead of like collectively building, then you might end up not hanging around them too much, right? Some people are those people that just need the knowledge and they're going to go to you and leave you. Like, I need this from you. I got it. Now I'm out. Some people are those types of people who are giving back to the pot, right? Like, so you have a bowl, you have a tree, you have, you know, in the analogy, it was like the fruit. Some people are just takers. They just come and they take the fruit instead of bringing you back, you know, like, okay, well, what do I have? Like, what are they bringing to you? If they're making you better and you're making them better, then it's a give and take relationship. But sometimes you just need to give your knowledge and share it selflessly without expecting anything in return. And that's what I try to do. It's like the return for me is seeing people be successful in whatever they want to do. And that's what it is. And like, if I can help you to be better at what you're doing and you have a reward from that, that's what it's all about. That's the tough part about the position that I'm in right now, is that it's for the greater good. It's a team type of thing, but I don't get to share my knowledge. I don't get to help other people. I don't get to, you know, like I help my customers. I help the people that I'm around, but it's not fulfilling, like being able to build something, being able to, you know, make more, to help more, to get other people involved and allow them to become more successful. So that's something that I'm always chasing. And that's what this gives me, this outlet for me to do this, is like, this is allowing me to talk to people and tell them the tools and tricks and things that I've used to make my situation better. Fall in love with the process of leveling yourself up. I've said this multiple times. This is kind of the way that I feel about my life. Every day I wake up and I try to think about what I can do better today than I did yesterday. Right? And you may feel like you're stuck in some situation, right? You may feel like you're stuck in the process of something, or you're just going through, you're like a zombie, right? Like nothing is happening. And I try to think about one thing that will make me better every single day at what I'm doing. And that can be really simple. It could be really simple. It's tough. You might not always reach that goal. And then take for an example, like going out today, I have 5 appointments today. My goal is to sell all 5 of those appointments. All right. What's it going to take to make that happen? What's it going to take to make that happen? And if I sell all 5, then, well, what's going to be the goal tomorrow? Try and get 6 and sell all 6. No, it's not going to happen. But now we're like, all right, this is the goal. I sell all 5 today. Now I'm going to need to get through my payroll. I need to make a certain amount of money. How am I going to get there? What am I going to do? What can I do to make sure that that happens? Have you created a process to get the things that you want and make them happen? And you have to think about that every single day. And what can you do the next day? And it can't always be the same thing, right? So I've reached my goal. Now what? I sold all 5 of them. Now what? Tomorrow, what am I going to do to make myself better? I'm going to spend a little more time trying to get to know my customer, build a better rapport, continue to make that happen. Because the idea is to get 100% of the sales, right? And that's not always going to happen, but you have to be willing to understand that just because you've reached your goal, it's not over. It's not done. Keep going. You will never hear another person's voice more than you hear your own. Be intentional about the way you talk to yourself. We are our biggest bully. I've said this before. I heard it from a friend of mine. And today does not mean never. Exactly. My friend, Jennifer Broxerman talked about that. Like, and she's a health and nutrition coach, but it's in life, right? And that's the thing. Like, everything that people say relates to life, right? You're going to talk yourself out of doing something quicker than anyone else, right? You may use all the things that they say to you to talk yourself out of it, but you are your biggest critic. And once you can get yourself on your side, you're going to realize that you are way more capable. And if you have something that you want to do, just do it. Don't freaking listen to anyone else. If you believe in it, if you know it's going to work, if you know it's going to happen, believe in it. Believe in it and push forward, move forward. Get it going. I think that a lot of times we get lost. We just stop. We can't do it, because if we do it, then what's going to happen? We have that fear of success. We have that fear of failure. We have all these things that will stop us from doing what we want to do because we don't believe in ourselves. So stop bullying yourself. Stop being the person who is going to stop you. You're the number one critic. I love the clicking. When you can listen to the podcast, you can hear the clicking, because I'm scrolling through these and writing them down would be easier, but not gonna. Okay. We got 2 more, and here's what we go. Yep, exactly. Analysis paralysis. We don't doubt ourselves. We have to remember that that's the thing. We are the number one person who stop us, because we just overanalyze everything. And then we're like, no, it can stop you. The gap between where you want to be and where you are right now comes down to your habits, discipline, and mindset. What habits are you doing? Are you being disciplined in those habits to make sure that those things are happening? And what is your mindset? If you sit there and think that it can't happen, because I'm going to tell you right now, I was that person. I've always thought that the bad was going to happen, because if the good happened, then I would be surprised. I would be happy. But what I realized is that was making me think, oh, nothing good is ever going to happen, right? nothing good is ever going to happen. So that's the switch, right? Once I made that switch, I got to this place where I am now. Wasn't easy. Didn't make it simple for me to do, but that's where I'm at now. It's going to happen until it doesn't happen. And then when it doesn't happen, what can I do to make it happen? How can I switch it up? How can I change my situation? What can I do? Not what can you do. What can I do to make my situation better? And you have to really think about that. It's all on your shoulders. No one is going to do the work for you. You got to do the work for yourself. And this is the last one because I felt like I saw this and I'm like, I'm done looking through things this morning. And then I saw this real quick and I had to think about it. Switching your mindset from I hope I can do this to I'm going to make this shit happen is a game changer. You can't say, I hope I can do this. You got to know that you can do it. I'm going to make that shit happen. I'm going to do it. Don't expect other people to do the work for you. It's not going to happen. Get your ass out there and do the work today. Make shit happen. What are you doing to move forward? I want to say thank you to my Patreons, Anna and Nikki. Thank you to my TikTok subscribers, Nikki, Frank, Michelle, and Lance, new subscriber on TikTok. I need to get you guys out some stuff, and I will be collecting addresses to send those out. Nikki, I got to figure out what to send you because I don't know what else there is. Tay, thanks for hanging out. Go out there today. Make that shit happen.